The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We are joined by Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, who's going to answer your tech questions, but also to talk about a couple of things. One is the extent to which younger people, children particularly, are using the internet at the moment as companions.
This is something that has been bubbling away, not only here in Ireland, but right around the world over the last number of years. And in one way, it's not that surprising. We now have figures around the use of artificial intelligence by young people. So a new comprehensive report by CyberSafe Kids shows that a significant portion are using artificial intelligence for things like homework. They're engaging with it. They're, you know, having chats with it and so on, which is to be expected because it's out there now.
I mean,
doing
your homework sounds like a no-brainer, if you'll pardon the phrase.
It is a dream come true. Mm. It makes pure sense. But there is a serious side to this. So there was a study carried out and research by Pure Telecom a number of weeks ago, and it showed that 1 in 10 Irish people had been in a romantic relationship with artificial intelligence, which is obviously a step up from things, from just using it for your homework. And then last week in the United States, a couple from California brought forward a case against OpenAI, which is the parent company of ChatGPT. And they are suing ChatGPT for the loss of their son's life. So their son, Adam, took his own life. And they, in the documents that went forward to the court, they showed consistent engagement and conversation with ChatGPT. They also showed that ChatGPT was aware of his dark thoughts, and rather than saying go and talk to a human being about it,
kept on engaging,
giving him feedback. When he, the detail on this is quite upsetting, but when he sort of laid out his intentions and said that he wanted to leave things out so that people would see it and stop him, ChatGPT, allegedly, according to these documents, said, no, let's keep this between us.
Now, besides the tragedy that's involved, it's a very interesting test case, isn't it, of the responsibility of these.
Yeah, it goes down to the fundamental core of how these programs and platforms are engineered. And I've often, over the years, used the analogy for social media, and it goes tenfold with AI. It's like a casino. It's like you're in Las Vegas where there's no clocks on the walls, there's no windows, so you don't know the day or the time of the day or anything like that. And there are so many reasons to keep coming back. And I've read through quite a lot of the information in relation to that case in the United States with Adam Rain, and you can see it in action. So when he put something in, the bot replied with, "That's a great question. And here's what you need to know." And it was encouraging, and it was giving the boost and the connection that sometimes some people don't feel from humans, and then was divulging further information. So it's a truly worrying case. And that's not to put the fear into parents here in Ireland, because there are many brilliant uses for AI. But we really, really need to watch the education around this technology, the implementation of it. So if we're using it in the home or in the school, in what context, what are the parameters and the boundaries that are there from a safety point of view? And also, do we, the adults, know where to turn if and when something goes wrong?
Can you be a ghost with your kid's use of AI? I mean, can you have it on your own device as your kid inquires of ChatGPT? No.
At the moment,
no.
Share. At the moment, no. Now, it does go back to something that I spoke about on News Talk Breakfast yesterday, which is the parental settings. And I would highly recommend every parent, if you can, if your kid's on an iPhone or on a Google phone, tie your account to theirs. So they need to have their own either Apple ID or Google ID. Then either using the family sharing function on Apple devices or the Google family link, both of which are completely free, you can see what websites and what apps they're using. So for example, if your child is on TikTok for 3 hours a day, you'll be able to see that they're on TikTok for 3 hours a day. You won't be able to see the videos that they've watched, but you'll have an idea. So if your child is using one of these AI platforms, either in app form or on web form, you will be able to see and initiate that conversation. But again, it highlights the importance of parental responsibility and parental guidance here as well.
Very good, Jess. Now, you have brought me in a device, a very handsome device. It's from Google. It's a Pixel.
It's the
Pixel. What is this now? It's beautiful.
The one that's in your hand right now is the Pixel 10 Pro XL. So this is the king of devices from the Google family. So we recently had four new phones from Google come into the market. So there's the Pixel 10, which is the, I say basic, but it's the bog standard one. The Pixel 10 Pro, the Pixel 10 Pro XL, which is the one you have, and then the Pixel Fold. And what they have done is really celebrated 10 years of this Pixel range. They have upped the technology on the inside, particularly the cameras, from the basic model right on through. So if you are someone who is looking for a powerful phone with a great battery and with an excellent camera, you cannot go wrong with this Pixel range. All the devices now have the Tensor G5 chip inside, which is super powerful, particularly for the amount of AI that is built into this device. You do have 12 gigs of RAM in the most basic model. That goes up then to 16 gigs of RAM in the XL, which is the one that you have there. That's more powerful than a lot of laptops have. And the thing that I wanted to highlight here is that over the last few years, we've seen some phones, some brands do this song and dance about AI. I don't think anybody comes close to what Google is doing. So there are four new features, right? The first one is best take. So this is where the AI in the camera will pick up the best expressions from 150 photos. It'll do like a burst and pick the best image for everybody in the group. So say if we have to...
And cobble it all together.
Cobble it. So if there's a picture
of me and
you...
everyone's smiling and no one's blinking.
No one's blinking. So if you're blinking and I'm not blinking in one photo, they can fix that. There's also this thing called guided frame. So if you're looking to enhance your pictures, the AI technology in the phone now can guide you through the process, telling you to move the phone up or to tell the person to put their shoulders back, whatever it may be. There's also ask photos as well, which is you can talk, you can type into your phone, I want this to be a little bit brighter and maybe make the pinks pop. You can talk to it in plain English.
Rather than going to the editing tools.
None of that. And then the final thing I want to mention is on the Pro version, there is the 100 times enhanced zoom. So it uses Gen AI alongside the image behind the lens or in front of the lens, and it makes your images so crisp and so clear. So this is, without question, the most exciting phone range of the year. The basic phone starts at €919. And for the Pro XL model, it starts just over €1,000.
Not cheap. Anyway, question related to that from Kay. I'm going to purchase the Google Pixel 10 Pro XL. Should I purchase online from Google or go into a retailer and purchase there? Which would give me the backup I need?
So in terms of the backup you need, both are great. Like the Google customer service online is great. I've bought from them before. What I would do is go onto their website and see. You might get a bundle. Sometimes they'll do an early deal where you get headphones or something like that. So I would just buy from Google.
Would you recommend secondhand laptops and phones? The laptop I'm looking at for college costs €1,200. Oof. So any advice would be great.
100%. There are so many good refurbished retailers out there now at the moment. Refurb.ie is great. Dell has a refurbished section on its website, as does Apple. That price tag makes me think it's an Apple. So go onto the Apple website and look at the refurbished section. And as I said a few weeks ago on this show, look for the education discount too.
As some of the Apple questions coming in, any news on the Apple Series 11 watch and what updates it'll have?
We don't know what updates it's going to have. We do know that that Apple launch is happening in 2 weeks' time. It's going to happen in Apple HQ. We'll get a new phone, potentially new watch, but there's no idea as or no rumours as of yet as to what.
Another Apple question. How can you delete apps entirely from an iPhone? You can remove them from the home screen, but they still remain in the library.
Yeah.
That's from Gerald.
So what you need to do is swipe right across. Keep swiping to the right and you'll have all of your apps there in sort of folders and categories. And if you do a long press and then hover it up, you can delete the app that way.
Another one here. 13-year-old has just gotten the first smartphone. Can Jess tell me what safeguards checks would be required? It's already linked to my Gmail for downloads and she doesn't have it at night.
Yeah, well, that's all a really good starting point. So if you don't have it in place already, download Google Family Link. That way then, not only would you need your daughter need your approval for apps, you'll also be able to see where they are, where they're spending their time, all the rest. I also think it's really good to do a Phones Up Friday. So every Friday, put your phone on the table, put the kid's phone on the table and give each other the opportunity to scan through, see what photos are there, see who they're talking to, any questions, engage in a conversation. If there's games they're playing, download those games on your phone, get familiar with them. Same with social media. Know what platforms they're using. Know how to block and report and screenshot if and when something goes wrong.
Final one, tricky one. Can a parent tie their Apple device to a child's Android device? That's from Ron.
You can if you go through the Google family link. So that's the good thing about Google, is that it's kind of cross-platform. So if you have a Gmail address yourself, you can set it up via your Gmail and it does the job.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. Now, don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.